אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the writings of the last generation. We are in the heading the future generation, and we're under the heading the paragraph that starts with imagine, for example. You can download from our archive and ask questions through Sviva Tova and Kab TV. We're going to start. We're starting with the sentence that starts with imagine, for example. Imagine, for example, that some historic book were to be found today depicting the last generations 10,000 years from now. Just as we feel the lesson from the suffering and torment will certainly be enough to reform them in a good manner. And these people have before them good orders sufficient to provide certainty and complacency, and at the very least to guarantee their daily lives in peace and quiet.
Meaning, if we would really have a book that explains to us the previous generations and our generation and the next generations with all the possibilities before each and every generation, how is it managed and to what goal is it aimed, then why would not would we not listen to it?
There's no doubt that if some sage would offer us this book about the wisdom of policy and personal conduct, our leaders would seek out every counsel to arrange life accordingly, and there would be no outcry in our broad places. Corruption and the terrible sufferings would cease, and everything would come peacefully to its place.
I mean, if we had such a wonder book that explains all the previous generations and all the coming generations, future generations, and how to correctly live in the world without suffering, what idiot would someone have to be not to use this book, a book that explains all the calamities in the world, all the stages that humanity has to go through? How can we not read it? We make mistakes in each and every generation. We ascend and we fall, ascend and we fall each time with a greater loss. So why are we so stupid?
Now, distinguished readers, this book lies here before you in a closet. It states explicitly all the wisdom of statesmanship on the conducts of private and public life that will exist at the end of days, meaning the books of Kabbalah, in which the corrected worlds that emerge with perfection are set, meaning, as it says, perfection emerges first from the Creator, then we correct it and come to the perfection existing in the upper world, emerging from Ein Sof, as in the end of an act is in the initial thought. And because the incomplete extends gradually from the complete, and there is no absence in the spiritual, they all remain existing and depicted in their complete perfection, in particular and in general, in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Open these books and you will find all the good orders that will appear at the end of days, and you will find within them the good lesson by which to arrange mundane matters today as well, for we can learn from the past and by that correct the future.
Meaning everything is open before us, all the laws of the world and of society and of each individual, how to conduct themselves properly. We receive instruction for each and every creature, and the bodies of the creatures and all of humanity, where everything is explained properly, how to behave correctly in order to reach the goal, not this kind of beautiful, pretty behavior that helps us somehow. Rather, it's like a manual, and if we behave accordingly, of course, there's free choice there and effort, because by that we are building ourselves and we come to know creation and we raise ourselves, not on the level where we keep it reluctantly against our will. And then it turns out that I keep it like a parrot, like an inanimate object. Rather, I do it out of my own free choice, my own desire, in each and every step that I do it. And by that, I attain the upper force that established all of this creation and me in it and gave me the possibility, by agreeing to go against my desire, mentally, intellectually, by that to come to a state where I come to know him, discover him, and reach his degree. Meaning there's an extremely deep intention here, and with great care and concern for the creatures, for the created beings. Okay, thus far?
You asked us earlier, what are we, such stupid, we have such a book and we're such nonsensical idiots. I want to ask you also, why are we so stupid? You said before to...
Well, I'll tell you why we're being stupid. Not stupid in the sense that we lack intelligence. No, we're very smart. Our problem is that our intellect doesn't help us to stand up to our emotions, our feelings. Your mother probably told you a few times, Tzvika, be a good boy. You know, you're going to go in the backyard, then you're going to go to school. Behave yourself so I won't receive a call from the teacher. They keep calling me to school. What are you doing? Look, you've torn your pants again, and so on and so forth. Later, there are other complaints. Years later,
my mother used to cry every week.
Imagine. Today they catch you, the police gets you. What would everyone think about you, and so forth? You understand? I mean, our intellect doesn't help us stand up to our emotions, to our feelings. Why? Because they've created the evil inclination. The inclination is more important, is stronger. Doesn't matter how much you're going to tell me it's bad for you to smoke, something else is bad for you. But until you get to it, when did you stop smoking? When they started to work on the society. And the society, with its power, influenced the person. Just like it said, is to say to a person that it's good to smoke, it could have said the opposite. That to smoke something is good, and to smoke hookah or some other stuff is even better. So, we are weak relative to our will to receive. And the mind cannot help us here. And we constantly, we think that how can it be that a person cannot overcome his desire with his intellect? I know you, and I know that a thousand times, you've given yourself your word. I will, from this moment on, I'm going to stop and I'm going to behave a certain way and not another. And 30 minutes later, right?
Yeah, my whole life I said, I'm coming and I'm asking you, listen. The Creator created...
Meaning there is a different method where with this help we can overcome our inclination. What's the method? Like I told you now about the cigarettes. You have to draw upon yourself the opinion of the environment, and the opinion of the environment will influence you. Because we all come from the system of Adam HaRishon, where we used to be connected between us. So even though the system is shattered, you surrender under the environment. And if the environment would look after you and say, Tzvika, no. You would watch it.
I'm trying to understand, what is that point that everyone's asking? What is the root problem that this whole movie is happening here? In our mind, in our feelings, in everything.
This whole system was organized in such a way between the mind and the emotions, the opinion of the environment and your inner opinion, in order to give each and every one, according to the root of their soul, the ability to be in free choice. Think carefully. Yeah. Free choice, because you can choose what will influence you more, what will influence you less. Maybe I'll grow stronger by this, maybe I'll grow stronger by that. I prefer this over that. And that's how you choose. In this way, you are building yourself. And each one, you deal with it. Is it worth it or not? This way or that way? Think about it. It's a multi-faceted, very diverse system. You're standing on a this plate that stands on a nail, and you have to balance yourself constantly.
I'm asking myself, bottom line, what do they want from us, you know?
They want you to decide that you want to resemble the Creator. Oh, why? Oh, they don't ask about it. That's he gave a law and he doesn't change it. Like asking, why did he create me with 2 hands and 2 feet? Why shouldn't I have 40 feet? 40? You know how good it is, 40 hands and feet? I could grasp everything all at once and do so many things. What? But they don't ask. They ask about one thing. After he created us, and in this way he provided each and every one what he provided, what else can we demand of him? So we can demand of him the correct operational force. The one that he didn't give. He gave us possibilities to see how much I am not in the correct state, and to ask of him the correct operation, correct activation. That's it. No question? Very good. Let's continue.
We're continuing on the heading, A Call for the Chosen Ones to Study Kabbalah. I, the writer, know myself and my place, that I am not among the finest in the human species. And if one such as me today has labored and found all this in the books concealed within our cabinets, there is not a shadow of a doubt that if the chosen ones in the generation delve in these books, so much of the happiness and the bounty will be available for them and for the entire world.
Meaning the system is arranged in such a way that even a 1,000th promille part of the system engages in godliness, that point is enough for light to pass through to all of humanity, and all of humanity would be able to save itself from its nature, the one that the Creator created.
What with all the rest?
What the rest?
Except for that 1,000, he says it's a call for everyone.
By what? By this promille that will engage with what's needed.
Other than them, we don't need to engage with anyone who's not of virtue, none of these chosen ones?
No, they're not virtuous.
What's with them? What are they? What about them?
They receive connection through that point of that virtuous point that is connected with the upper force. They receive everything from there, all their nourishment, everything they need.
And what do they need to do to get all this good?
On the one hand, they need to cause this point to connect, because this point by itself has no deficiency for it. Just understand. Jews have no deficiency for connecting with the Creator. They don't have it because according to their nature, they belong to Golgotha Ve'Naim. I don't have it. I don't want. What do I want? Pray to have a next world? No problem. Keep the mitzvah, the commandments of this world, so I'll have everything I need in this world and the next? Sure. But inner connection with the Creator? No.
And what's the point in the heart?
The point in the heart exists in such people, like in Babylon, that assembled around Abraham. Such people that have a deficiency. That, yes.
So who doesn't have a drive to go to the Creator?
But even the point in the heart, but it's not enough to cause connection with the Creator. Rather, there has to be pressure from the nations of the world. Are you finding for us all various things? Pressure from the nations of the world in order to make the Jews, this is the meaning of Pharaoh, brought the children of Israel to our Father in the heavens. And in this way, they can connect with the Creator, they can extract the Moses out of them, and ultimately Pharaoh opened the door for them to come out of exile. He caused them to come out of exile from under his rule.
So we need to awaken the nations of the world to awaken us, like what a dog kind of like to...
There's no shortage of that. Rather, we need to steer this process correctly. And this is something that awakens in this time. Why am I constantly pushing you towards that? Now, the writings of the last generation, the connection among the people of Israel, and so on and so forth.
It's not clear what we have to do. We don't have a drive, and...
No, we don't have a drive. A prisoner cannot break himself out of prison on each and every level.
And do we have the drive to turn to the nations of the world?
Also no.
Then what?
But we learn. This is what we have to do. This is our free choice, to turn to them. This already belongs to correction, to turn to the nations of the world. This is already as Galgalta Ve'enayim, that turn to the Achab. And you'll see how many blows you'll suffer from all the bleeding hearts and the Jews by turning to the nations of the world. Yeah. Because that too is against the nature.
So what is the focus on? I don't understand.
And the rest of the people, except for you, will cry out, why do they hate us? We don't understand. What do they want from us? As usual.
What's the focus line in this whole picture?
The focus is that us and the nations of the world that we awaken, if we succeed in awakening them, is for us to understand what is the common process, them and us.
Sounds like to turn to the nations of the world is more important than to Israel.
No, we need both. It's possible that from Israel will be rewarded with connecting additional people to this process, not just those with a point in the heart. There are those that are drawn, those who participate also in the Exodus from Egypt. It's not just those in a very kind of clear-cut way. There are those who
are drawn, supported, and all those.
For now, we don't have to fear it. It used to be very severe. Specifically, those who joined Israel brought on all the problems later on.
I don't understand what you're saying. Those who will join Israel.
You didn't hear about the mixed multitude?
Yes.
Well, now we don't have such a concern because we're in the final stage. Whoever joins can join.
The joiners, the fans, what do we give them? It's not the point of the heart that's sharp.
You're telling everyone the same. You open everything and you are open to everyone. And anyone who joins you, joins you. But ultimately, don't be impressed by those who don't join you from among the people of Israel, as you see them. Because we're talking about what we call a rosh, a head, Those are the points in the heart. And only in this pure calculation, and the nations of the world join them. You have to find everything that belongs to these verses.
Meaning, we're not expecting for a trend of growth of our organization, that they will join us, the masses, throughout the years.
No, we may even have fewer people. Fewer. Because again, this microprocessor in the computer, although it's becoming more and more powerful from generation to generation, but it doesn't grow in size.
So what's your measure of success with the people?
I don't know how to say, I don't know how to measure it. There are several measurements, but let's put it this way. I think that the measure of our success is in how much, nevertheless, the nations of the world, and also the Jews a little bit, will join and understand that there is no other way.
They are joining. They do join.
Yeah, they join, but not that they join us. They can't become a warhead, but they join because they discover through our dissemination that the world doesn't have another way out.
They support ideologically.
Yes, that's enough. Ideologically means willfully. Even without doing any actions. And another excerpt.
The heading, "My voice that's in the shofar, why has it come?" I have seen all that, and I can no longer restrain myself. I have resolved to dissolve of my observations and of what I have found written in those books regarding the conducts of correction of our definite future. And I go out and call upon the people of the world with this horn. I do believe and estimate that it shall suffice to gather all the chosen ones to begin to study and delve in the books, so they may sentence themselves and the entire world to a scale of merit.
You see how he's turning to them? He skips from those who see the goal to those in the general wide world. So we have no need to be impressed by the fact that we are in space in the land of Israel. Okay? We're done?
Rav, katavta ba Twitter shelcha.
Rav, on your Twitter feed you wrote that what's happening today on the Democrats' side in the United States is similar to what happened 100 years ago in Germany. I'll say it even more specifically, that the Democratic Party is becoming similar to the Nazi party.
I don't have too many high hopes in the beautiful spirit on the other side as well, but those are more extreme, yes. The Democrats, the ultra-liberals, the left, they attack everyone. They're very vicious. They can't make concessions. They're willing to die but not make any concessions. We see it everywhere, wherever they rise.
Now, when you say such, when you give out such a message, how much do you care how it's taken on the other side? How much it matters? Or
I'm willing to talk with everyone. I'm just asking, who today is inciting hatred in the people? And I see that the left awakens greater hate than the right. Who today is willing to go all the way and ruin everything as long as they have their own truth in their hands, as they see it. The left, it's a force that is going to destroy. You can say no, but there are four various colors and this kind. No, I'm talking about the hatred that they carry. It's a thing and it's opposite, truly, in some way. Because we used to think that the left, there is democracy, left is liberalism, but it's not the kind of liberalism, democracy that used to be. Anything that comes to its, reaches its peak, it starts to rot. So we see this rot on the left and on the right in the democracy. It's becoming Nazism and fascism. They're willing to destroy everything. And we see it in how they, what they say and how what they do. Whereas the right is a conservative. They say, no, we have to conserve what we have, conserve the principles that we have, family, religion, country, law. So, take a look at what's happening. All these definitions are changing. Maybe we need to explain it, but... Or maybe without, I don't know. I'm saying what I'm saying, but if you want to continue this later and write and explain, then you should do it according to the audience you're targeting. Although I don't think it's overly influential. Times are changing so quickly that whatever they say no to today, very quickly will be revealed that it's yes.
Also today, everyone says everything they want to say, that it's kind of controversial. But another question, we see in the last year or two that more and more anti-Semitism is awakening in the world. And you're seeing, if you look at the surveys, it's really becoming... At one point, we talked about it, and the question...
Ask Chaim Ratz, when we were in America, what do you call this conference? The IAC.
The IAC.
Yeah.
Israel-American Committee. Convention.
How do you call it?
Yes, I don't remember the name, but Asaf said IAC.
No, but he translated.
I translated, but I don't remember the name of the committee there.
Who was I there?
Nadav Eyal.
Nadav Eyal. Yeah, he's a journalist. And I had an argument with him towards the audience. We shot it. He said, there's no anti-Semitism. In America, there's no anti-Semitism. In Europe and everywhere, there's no anti-Semitism. And I'm telling him, you can feel it, but look what's... No, he said, no, it doesn't exist. It would be interesting to meet with him today. Of course, I don't want to... Why do I need to prove him anything, but... That's what's revealed. The process is a one-sided process.
I'm trying to ask it in a way that, well, we can see that also with what Baal HaSulam writes, that the Kabbalists can feel things that are happening in humanity kind of like in the very beginning of them, when in the root. And humanity doesn't yet feel it. And people don't feel yet.
Well, we see they can't feel, but today they seem to close their eyes. Also during the time of the Nazi regime, they were more aware. You know, Hitler paid for each and every one to... would pay people to go to Palestine. He was willing to pay. The organized ORT school classes to prepare them to become farmers and work in agriculture to leave Germany. It wasn't immediately go to Auschwitz. They wanted to get rid of them. So they would not be in Germany. And gradually, but these pretty Jews said, no, this is our homeland, this is our country, this is our, Moses is here, and that's how it came to be. What can you do? There is no rational explanation for this. And then, don't you think they turned to them and told them? Baal Sulam as well. Many rabbis wrote in those times, in the 20s, they wrote about, beware of what will happen 20 years from now. Who looked at it? And the Jews in Poland, with all their rabbis and everything. They can't hear. They don't.
The problem with lack of hearing is clear. I'm trying to understand whether in our times is this situation that
it's worse. In our time, in our state, the situation is worse.
More obtuseness?
Obtuseness and greater danger. Tomorrow, the UN revokes the land of Israel, the country of Israel, the state of Israel. I'm sorry. There are questions like that there. You don't hear about it? You can go. There are proposals there to revoke the status of the state of Israel. The UN established the state of Israel, and they can revoke it. What will you do? And then it's forbidden for all the states to be in contact with it. And in short, they tie your hands. Do whatever you want. You understand what's happening? It's very simple. Well, are they going to talk about it to the people of Israel? They say, no, well done, the IDF, and so on.
So against this obtuseness, the dissemination needs to be not taken into calculations of anything?
No, unapologetic. Not make any calculations. If you bring it to the journalist, bring me to newspapers, to television, I'll talk the way I talk right now. Because, as Baal Salam says, if you are before a place of danger, you must alert people. If you love, that's what you say. If you hate, then you begin to play games. And that's how it ends. Okay, now we have another report. Hi.
I just wanted to add to what you said about the left, that if you look historically, all the leaders that brought forth great holocausts to the world, Nazism, fascism, like Hitler and Mussolini, in China, all those leaders started actually on the left. And later they moved to the right, into fascism and all that. But they were all from very socialistic approaches to start with.
Yes.
Now, about the matter of what you said about the Nazi regime and the Jews, there's a lot of materials that we can find on the internet, whoever wants. Also, we have these materials, if they want, we can talk about it more, but there's many things that we're not so aware of that are...
What do you mean? There were weddings between the Nazis and the forefathers of Zionism.
More, I even say that the Nuremberg laws that are known in their... these laws of race that were horrible, that where the Jews did this and do that, and so item number 4 there says that you're not allowed to put a flag up in Germany other than the Nazi party. 4b puts a one other flag that can be put in Germany, which is the Zionistic flag.
We don't understand it today. It's something that people won't understand. What can you do? These are the laws of history, the laws of nature that we'll have to study and gradually, somehow, to make them flow to the audience, The problem is people don't understand where they are. Not only the Jews in Europe and America, in general, humanity has no clue about where it lives, where it exists, and the laws of nature are absolute. Blows are blows. Baal Sulam doesn't write about nuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs, Third World War, Fourth. It's written in the Torah, the Bible, that merciful women had to eat their children. Well, there's nothing to add here. What do you want?
So a report about the convention. Yesterday we started in the Yeshivat Chavrim a series of gatherings of friends for preparation for all the conventions that are coming. Also at the end of the convention there was a training for dissemination. It was huge. All the Israeli Kli participated. There are more than 60 connections, dozens of friends that participated in the training that Machnini and Moshe Admoni ran. We did big advertisement on the internet about all our evenings and in general to the convention, and we're entering now a common action, all of us, where every day till the Congress we're going to be sharing, whether it's with the people that we know or inviting people, we're going to share it on the internet. And the question is, how do we make this action into a real, also internal action, but also a shared action of all of us, a mutual action, so that no one feels like he's doing it on his own? I'll explain why I'm saying, because
if you're asking me, I don't know, I don't belong to these things. Gathering of Friends, I think Shai, he did a news edition, right, and other things. It's cute. But with respect to what you're saying, to the daily. First of all, there's a website. Is there a place where everything is collected? Is everything you've done yesterday also there? I'm sure that last night, not everyone saw it, because the day before, the process was very exhausting, and maybe not everyone was there. So can I see it?
The training will be sent to all that we need. It'll be on Tzvi Atva, a link to the whole training recorded, and you'll be able to go through it, even those who were not there online.
Okay, not prepare. Let them see what was there. Not that you choose. Let everyone choose. That's a wrong approach. Okay? And today we'll also have it?
No, so today we're sending now like envelopes with the postcards to everyone to invite people, and we're asking people to ask to invite in the right way, in the appropriate way. If I want to invite my aunt, I'll invite her especially to the evening with women on the second night. So we're doing a specific one for that night. So we're asking everyone to do these actions. We just want to understand how to do it so it will truly be together and to feel like it's a common action of all of ours.
I don't know. You should think about how to do it. To do it together, you have to put it there and send it to everyone. In one click, you can do it today. And also talk about it on the noon article and other events during the day. More? That's it? So let's try to absorb what we learned in the first, second, and third lessons and advance to connection.
Thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. The fundamentals to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to test lessons towards the opening of courses in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They will take place in Kfar Saba on the 28th of January. Entrance is 30 shekel, and with RSVPing for additional details, 1-700-509-209 or on kab.co.il. Connection to a good life, the World Kabbalah Convention. Friends, we're inviting you to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place between the 19th and 21st of February in Tel Aviv. Early registration ends on the 31st of January. Please hurry up and register. For additional details, dial 1-700-509-209 or enter Kab Lala Laam site Harmonia.
לקראת הטוב הרמוניה גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף
הרמוניה אנחנו כמו קליפים על הפסנתר